You are listening to the TTP, Datani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We have come here to the end of Sefer Shemos. Here on the TTP, as with all my shiurim, all my shows, I'm reachable at MaximumTEE7@gmail.com. That's MaximumTEE7@gmail.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, and the like. Feedback is always welcome, especially if it's awesome. And MaximumTEE7@gmail.com. This is the Tani Talks Parsha. So here we are in the end of Sefer Shemos. We come to Vayakal and Pekudei. And the question is, we talked about the other week, why do we repeat all this stuff so many times? We hear the details and then we see that they did it. And that's exactly the point. A rabbi, a commentator once pointed out that the one of the aspects is Hashem wanted to show that not only did he command people, but they actually followed through exactly as he commanded, exactly as he commanded, exactly as he commanded. Vayakal itself. The word for the Parsha Vayakal means he assembled. He came together, gathered, and Pekudei means amounts of. This is the idea that we talked about also a different time, but also on Tani Talks Radio this past week, the other night. We're talking about what we can do in this world, in this lifetime. We're only given 120 years if we're lucky, Hashem grants us. What are we accumulating? What are we assembling in this lifetime? What are we gathering for ourselves in this lifetime? Brings to mind the idea, what could we get in this lifetime? We should be gathering as many mitzvahs as possible. Granted, a person stumbles, a person falls, but we need to get and accumulate and assemble as many mitzvahs, as much chesed, and as much Torah learning as is possible. We want there to be a lot of amounts of mitzvahs. After 120 years, a person has his defending angels, the mitzvahs, and he has his prosecuting angels, the averos. If a person has more averos, more prosecuting angels than he does mitzvahs, defending angels, then that's not good. That's a bad state. We want it to be that there's many, many more defending angels than there is prosecuting angels. We want it to be that we could be helped. We want it to be that we could be defended. And we want it to be that we are taken care of by all the actions we did in this world. How can we assemble for ourselves mitzvahs? Well, we could be involved in different projects. If a person needs a cooking team, or a person needs you to cook for someone else, or a person has that meal train, or needs the clothing, or needs the books, whatever you could do to give, to utilize your time, assemble those mitzvahs. The amounts of mitzvahs you could assemble for yourself are staggering, are astronomical. You just need to go about it. We made that free lending library in our basement for the fact of being able to give out the books to people, to lend the books to people on purpose. We want it to be that we can give it to our community, give it to our town. We have an email address and we have a phone number that they could call in town, that they could reach out to us and say, yes, I want to take a book, I'd love to give a book, I'd love to donate, which would be wonderful if we had more donations. We could assemble for ourselves, and we could gather for ourselves lots of amounts of mitzvahs and chesed and Torah learning every day. Can we say that at work we did a chesed for a person, for a student, for a coworker? Can we say we did what we can? If I know that I'm going to the exact same place as my coworker, or I live in the same town as my coworker, even if it's a few blocks away, even if it's a few minutes away, Kavachomer, if it's next door, around the corner, or nearby, that would be a big chesed for the coworker, to help the coworker, to help the person. What can you do to give to the coworker? Oftentimes, if I have leftovers, lots of leftovers, the other day we had a party for my brother, it's his yahrzeit, so we brought a lot of leftovers to work. I gave it out to work. There was a lot of candy and a lot of pretzels and some challah, some bread. I brought it to work because I want it to be that I could assemble the mitzvahs a simple way. You know, I'm not going to use it anyway. It's bal tashas, to destroy it, to get rid of it, to throw it out. Why should it be that it's thrown out? Let someone else utilize it. Let someone else use it. Let someone else participate. I could assemble the mitzvahs for myself. Lots of amounts of mitzvahs I can make sure to assemble for myself, to assemble in my life in simple things. Whether it's your car, we can give people rides. Whether it's your house, we can host people. We can have people. We can have shiurim in our house, we can have gatherings in our house, whether it be for shidduchim or just figuring out what the community needs, what the shul needs, what the town needs. There are ways to go about that we can assemble for ourselves the mitzvahs, lots of amounts of mitzvahs. Thinking about the word vayakel, thinking about the word pekudei, when we think about the words and the phrases, oftentimes the parshiot themselves utilize in and of itself, in the words, in the terms, what we could key ourselves into thinking about how we can help the world. And of course, this is the final parsha of the book of Shemos. And when we finish the parsha, the whole congregation says loud and clear together, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, we shall be strong, we shall be strong, and we shall be strengthened. And what better way to strengthen ourselves and our lives by gathering as many mitzvot as possible? What better way to be strengthened in our life, to be strengthened in our lifetime, than with gathering mitzvot and gathering chesed and Torah learning in our own lives? What a beautiful way to strengthen our commitments to our Torah way of life, to strengthen our commitments to our town, to ourselves and to others, than to be involved in gathering all those mitzvahs and gathering all that chesed, all that Torah learning. When we talk about chazak, when we talk about being strong, being strengthened, a really strong person is someone who's able to utilize his traits to work on himself, to change himself for the better, to be a giver, to be a doer, especially if it's hard for him, especially if it comes difficult to him. Ezehu gibor hakovish es yitzro, Ben Zoma teaches us in Perek Adalad, Mishnah Aleph of Perkei Avos, who is a strong man, not someone who builds cities. A strong man is someone who conquers his passions greater in strength than someone who builds cities. The Mishnah goes on to talk about someone who conquers his passions, who strengthens himself with working on himself, working on gathering mitzvahs, gathering Torah, gathering chesed. That's a really strong way to be. And as we think about finishing off the Sefer, what better way to finish off the Sefer than to think about how can we assemble more mitzvahs in our lives? How can we assemble more good deeds in our life? How can we accumulate amounts of mitzvahs and amounts of Torah and chesed and good deeds in our life? When something comes into your hand, don't let it become chametz, shmartim es ha-matzos. We're talking about matzah in a couple of weeks, is Pesach, but really guard those mitzvahs. Don't let them become chametz, as the Medrash points out. A mitzvah comes to your hand, be the zar. Is be the person, the early bird gets the worm, the phrase goes. Be that person who tackles a mitzvah, who jumps on a mitzvah right away, not letting it go to someone else, not losing the opportunity to take care of a mitzvah. Granted, you should have the energy, the time, and the money to spend on the mitzvah and to spend on the action, but be involved in those endeavors. Make sure that you're involved with the shul, you're involved with the community, involved with your kid's school if possible, to be an active member of the community, to be an active member of the town. If we can think of ourselves assembling ourselves for mitzvahs, for chesed, for Torah, what we can do with our life, with our time, then we could be like an Avram, be like a Sarah on some tiny, minuscule level, that we made the most of our days, we made the most of our years, because by their lifetime, at the end of their lifetime, it says Yimei Shanei. Why does it always say that? Because they made the most of their days and the most of their years. Someone could have a long life, but a very short days, because they didn't utilize their life. Someone could have a very short life in years, but they made the most of every day, like the Arizal we talked about. And other people who didn't have a long life, but they utilized the amount of life they were given to accomplish something. You can assemble for yourself a wonderful life full of chesed and mitzvah and Torah opportunities. All you have to do is look out for what can be done in your town, in your community. Is there a gamach you could start? Is there a lending hand you could give to the shul or to the school? Can you volunteer to help out at one of the events? PTA always looks for people in every school, all over the place. There's always something you could do. Can you give carpools to a coworker? Can you give carpools to families who need their kids to make it to school, especially if they're in the same school, same grade, same class? Yes, for sure. What can be done on behalf of the town? What could be done on behalf of the community? What could be done on behalf of the Klal Yisrael in general? When you assemble for yourself and you gather for yourself mitzvahs, like those diamonds, like those grapes, we talk about in the mashal of the fox and the fence throwing the grapes over. He finally learned after fattening himself up and starving and fattening himself and starving. And the guy who goes to collect diamonds and loses sight, collects rotten fish and realizes that he missed it all along. He missed the boat all along, that you're supposed to accumulate those diamonds, accumulate those mitzvahs, accumulate those good deeds throughout your life. That's what we're here to do. As we come to Vayakel and Pekudei, when we see that we're supposed to assemble together like the people assembled the Mishkan, they actually did what Hashem asked. Hashem gave instructions in the previous parshas, and these parshas, they actually put it to fruition, and they get a whole nother round of parshas of psukim, explaining that they did what Hashem commanded. As we come to these psukim, we come to these parshas, and we come to Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazak, thinking about how we could strengthen ourselves ourselves. We need to assemble ourselves to think of the mitzvahs, to think of the chesed, to think of the opportunities in our town, and around life. What can we contribute to the world? You want to write an article? You want to make podcasts? You want to do whatever you can? Give your talents, make a difference in this world. Assemble for yourself in the amount of so much Torah, chesed, and mitzvahs in your life every single day. This has been the TTP Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.